I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Niger isn't just in political crisis following the power grab by the military junta. It's now an economic crisis. Before the coup, Niger had over 3 million people in acute food insecurity. That number will undoubtedly go up as sanctions hit and food aid piles up at borders with no way in. Market prices are already rising. Greg Kelly is with World Mission.
The biggest consequence of these things is the average person suffers.
World Mission distributes their solar-powered audio Bible called The Treasure. In addition, for Niger,
we are going to be putting emphasis into getting food and water into the people that are suffering the most. It's possible we'll keep our eyes on any kind of a refugee crisis that might be triggered as people are fleeing.
Please ask the Lord to provide for and comfort the people of Niger. North Koreans know they can't rely on their government to help them. Eric Foley with the Voice of the Martyrs Korea says since the Great Famine in the 1990s, those who've trusted in North Korea's leadership have suffered greatly.
In other words, when they were relying upon the state alone for food, many of those people perished. So the North Korean people, since that point in time, learned about the importance of being able to provide for themselves. Ironically, the Juche ideology, which is about self-reliance, is something that North Koreans have taken to heart in a different way. They've learned that they can't rely on the government.
We often report how Christians in the Middle East see visions of Jesus telling them to connect with local Christians. He reaches North Korean Christians in different ways, acts of healing. Foley says God often heals North Koreans, and many have become Christians as a result. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Bibles for the World offers a 15-day Hindu World Prayer Guide. Get your copy when you click the banner at missionnews.org.